Thank you, everybody. Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Robin. Hey, Marlo.
Hey, Robin, where are you calling from?
Northampton, Massachusetts.
Hey, how are things in Northampton?
Cold.
But still earthy crunchy.
Yeah.
What do you do there?
I do body work on horses. I'm learning how to do body work on horses.
I'm sorry, you said body work on horses?
Yeah.
You mean like massage?
Well, kind of, yeah. It helps them keep their bodies okay, and the school horses. They're school horses, so they have lessons all the time, and they need a little help.
Wow, that's exciting. That's sort of a strangely rural job to be having these days. That's great.
Yeah.
How do you get them up on the massage table?
Oh, it takes a little talking.
Yeah.
Barry White music.
Yeah, exactly. Robin, it's great to have you with us. You're going to play the game in which you must tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Robin's topic?
Plastic surgery. It's fun for the whole family.
Has there ever been any area of technology with more innovations than the area of cosmetic enhancement? Liposuction, citrus, skin peels. The field has come up with more groundbreaking technology than NASA. This week we read about a cosmetic procedure that's being taken to another level. Our three panelists are going to tell you stories of cosmetic science going above and beyond, but only one of them is true. Choose that real story. You'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
Yeah.
All right. First, let's hear from Tom Baudet.
Giving the old bag Botox injections for Valentine's Day was far more appropriate than it might sound. That is, if the old bag cost $7,000 and was once a crocodile. Italian label Zagliani's Botox-treated Red Croc accessories are the must-have handbag of the season. A former Milanese dermatology student developed the process to transform the desiccated skins of his crocodile creations into soft, supple leather. Exotic skins get very dry because they lose water, explained the designer. The new It bags, if not the Botox, have been spotted near such exotic hides as Madonna's and Jennifer Lopez. Inspired, perhaps, by the distinctive post-treatment facial contours of aging, painkiller-addled socialites, the Botox-treated bags are being marketed as the puffy.
Your bag has Botox. Your next story of a cosmetic treatment gone a little wild comes from P.J. O'Rourke.
Everybody wants less fat in their diet these days, and what's fattier than pork? But hog farmers have had trouble breeding swine that are both lean and big enough to be profitable. Now the Ames Brothers Company of Beaufort, Iowa, America's third largest producer of pork products, thinks it has the answer, liposuction. But it's not for your looks. In fact, it's not for you at all. It's liposuction for pigs to remove unhealthy fat from pork before it's butchered. The process has a double upside, says Thomas Ames Jr., president of Ames Brothers. First, the pigs seem to be more self-confident, have more self-esteem after the liposuction. And second, we have an excellent market for the liposuction byproducts with several restaurant chains down south.
Pigs getting liposuction on a farm in Iowa, and your last story of stretching the envelope in the world of stretch marks, if you will, comes from Roxanne Roberts.
Just in time for spring break, the B boob job. Young women looking for cheap, bigger breasts are beelining to Miami, where plastic surgeon Joel Goreau has developed a $199 breast enhancement procedure using honeybee venom. Goreau got the idea 3 years ago when his wife was stung while sunbathing. Her left breast was swollen for about a week, and she cracked, "I wish it stung the other one, too." Goreau spent 2 years researching the enzyme in bee venom, apitoxin, and says a tiny dose injected into fatty tissues of the breast result in a natural, painless inflammation that adds at least one cup size and lasts 5 to 7 days. It creates a natural swelling with no surgery and no side effects, he told the Miami Herald. Well, my patients do get excited around fresh flowers.
All right, these are your choices. From Tom Baudet, a line of very expensive handbags that have been treated and supposedly improved with injections of Botox. From P.J. O'Rourke, a story of how a bunch of farmers have decided that liposuction is good for the pig and good for the person who eats it. And lastly, a story of how bee venom can result in painless but temporary boob jobs. That's from Roxanne Roberts. Which of these was the real story in the week's news?
I think the pork would not be improved by liposuction.
You don't think?
No. I'm going to skip that, and the bee thing is just too horrible to contemplate. So
well,
I'm going to go with the Italian bags.
You're going to go the Italian bags injected with Botox for your viewing pleasure. All right. Well, to bring you the correct answer, we actually spoke to a plastic surgeon to get his opinion about the real story.
I use Botox to inject the muscles in living humans. I think to inject purses is ridiculous.
That...
I'm not going to go home today and inject my sofa with Botox to have a more supple leather couch.
That was Dr. Brett Garber, a board-certified plastic surgeon in New Jersey, explaining why Botox won't necessarily work to make your purse more supple. Congratulations, you got it right. You earned a point for Tom.
Robin,
won our prize.
Robin, that was brilliant. I mean, because I thought that both my story and Roxanne sounded far more probable than Tom's.
Yeah. Italians, you know, I knew they wouldn't let me
the
down.
Italians, yeah.
Yeah. It's always the goofiest story, and it's always something from England, Germany, or Italy.
Yeah. Thank God for the EU.
Yeah.
You've earned a point for Tom. You've won our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting on your home answering machine. Well done. Thank you so much for playing with us.
Thank you.